Good afternoon, the Exotic Expat. This is Emily. Correct. Whereabouts in the Gold Coast? Because we're Northside Brisbane. We're the north side of Brisbane, yes. Yeah, you go over the gateway and, yeah, stick on the highway. We're just sort of before, like, the sunny coast. We can, yes. You'd have to call them and find out. I'm not too sure. Yeah, we get our tests separate from like a different laboratory. So, yeah. When does he go in for boarding? Okay, so best recommendation would be to book him in a couple of days or a week, like the week of that he's going into boarding, because we get those results within 10 minutes with the psittacosis. Depending on the boarding facility, you'll have to just call them and check. Some of them will say, oh, we want it done 2 weeks before he comes in, or, yeah. Oh, Noah's Ark? That's all good. No, we know them. That's all good. Yeah, you can do like, yeah, 2 weeks or the week of. So within that sort of time frame, they're pretty good. Yes, you do, because they can contract it at any point because it's a respiratory infection. So that's why, like, you wouldn't test him 6 months before he goes into boarding, because within that 6 month period, he could contract it. Yeah.
Yeah.
We do the health check and the test. The test is, let me have a look. I can't remember off the top of my head. What do we got here? The psittacosis in-house test is 120 and our health check is 170. So you're looking at about 290 altogether. If you want to ring them and double check, we have just done multiple tests for pets that go to Noah's Ark previously. So, yeah, they're usually happy with that two-week window. But if you want to just give them a ring just to double check, that's completely fine. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. It is a bit tricky. I was like, there is another one, Brisbane Bird Boarding. They're at Wamuran though. They're not actually, I think, Noah's Ark is closer to you. Now, so with us, they usually want a health check done by an avian vet. Just double check that with them as well. Like I said, I can do the psittacosis test just on its own, but usually how it goes is we do a health check and the psittacosis test and send them the full history, and that's what they like. But just double check that with them. No worries at all. All right, you take care and I'll talk to you soon. All good. Bye.